And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. As a longtime radio host and producer, I will admit I bristle a little when I hear the term podcast because, well, podcasts are basically the same as radio shows. The difference might be that radio shows have to fit in a set time period, and podcasts can be as long or as short as you want. Another difference is radio shows are usually broadcast from a radio station, whereas podcasts are produced and aired from anywhere you want. One of those places is the town of Baronet, near Shell Lake, specifically the home of Jim Pounds. His two podcasts are This Queer Book Saved My Life and The Gailey Show, that's Gailey with a G, both for the LGBT community. And he joins me now from Baronet. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Jim Pounds.
Thank you, Robin. It's a pleasure to be on WPR.
So right off the bat, Baronet isn't a town that comes to mind when you think of LGBTQ subjects, right?
Right.
How did it get to be the world headquarters for your podcast? And did the town have a pride parade last month to celebrate your celebrity?
No, as you say, podcasts can happen anywhere, so it's more a function of where I am than necessarily where the audience is. Although this podcast, This Queer Book Saved My Life, has been listened to in 80 different communities in the state of Wisconsin, but it's really less about the population, which, you know, LGBT folks are everywhere. It's more about where I live than where the people are.
And particularly of Baronet, was there a parade?
No, to my knowledge, there was not. I happened to be at the Twin Cities Pride parade myself, but you know, Baronet's about two blocks long, so I can't imagine where you would have a parade, actually.
Actually, that makes it very easy. I think we should all run down there and have a parade. Yeah. It won't last long.
That's right. Take about 10 minutes.
So how did the podcast come into being? You co-host one of the shows with John Parker, who's based in the
right.
Twin Cities. And going back to my hopelessly baby boomer description of podcasts, one of the shows is actually a radio program as well on an AM station in Minneapolis.
That's right. John is an avid reader, and he was struck by this idea of banning books, how sort of un-American that seemed to say, no, you can't read this or you can't read that. And so instead of doing something didactic, we decided to let average people talk about their stories and how a book impacted them. And it could be their personal life, it could be their professional life, it could be their spiritual life. However they define the word saved my life, that's what we wanted to hear from people. And then when possible, we have the author of the book join the conversation. And I think that's the dynamic that's really different, because you usually don't hear the artist and the person who loved the art talking to each other.
Well, let's hear an excerpt from a recent broadcast. Here's your guest, Sandy Hope, discussing Swinging on the Garden Gate, by Elizabeth Jarrett Andrew.
While I was in there, I had gone to church at one point, and they talked about something about homosexuality and it being a sin. And I just went home and, you know, I just thought, there is no way that God will ever accept me. And so going back to Elizabeth's book, she was saying just the opposite, that in fact, God really loves you, Sandy, and created you this way. And Elizabeth is an amazing woman, and both the book and Elizabeth were key in helping me.
That was a snippet from This Queer Book Saved My Life, which along with The Gailey Show is a podcast produced for the LGBT community by executive producer Jim Pounds in the town of Baronet. So you told us about the broader audience. How does it play locally with your neighbors?
Well, you know, I truly don't know which of our neighbors are LGBT, although there's a surprising number of people that I do know in Cumberland and Shell Lake and Spooner. And, you know, they see this as unique to the area, but truly gay people aren't unique. They are as average, most of us, as anybody else. And we do every profession, and we're at every socioeconomic level, and we're of every faith and politics. I just talked to a Republican fellow in St. Croix Falls, who's a horse farmer, you know, so we're not as exotic as I think the general market makes us. And I think this podcast and this show is appreciated because it doesn't make us remarkable. It makes us recognizable as a fellow human being.
Is the show just for the gay community to more or less speak amongst itself, or is it for others to listen in as well?
I think its greatest impact is beyond the gay community. You know, the fact that we're talking to book lovers, and people who are book lovers have that as a real passion, and they love to tell other book lovers about books they love. So I would say book lovers, no matter what else is true about you, would love this podcast and appreciate it because it's produced by people that love books truly and are open to all kinds of books. In fact, if you listen to the guests in 77 episodes, you will hear the LGBTQ community represented fully in all kinds of permutations, right? You know, it's a very diverse community, and we have episodes that reflect all of that, which is sort of a microcosm of the larger community.
And along those lines, I notice your shows touch on many subjects, and not all are gay or lesbian related, such as, sadly, the murders of Minnesota Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the shooting of State Senator John Hoffman and his wife. What was your most memorable program?
I think the one that was most moving for me personally was an episode with Greg Louganis.
The Olympic swimmer.
That's correct. We had a fellow from Cincinnati was our guest, and he picked Greg's book, Breaking the Surface, as the book that saved his life and influenced his becoming a nurse serving AIDS patients. And so we had Greg Louganis on, and he's a personal hero of mine. And so listening to that episode and knowing that we had something to do with bringing that out into the world was a particular source of pride for me.
Well, maybe there'll be that pride parade in Baronet after all.
We'll get on that.
We've been speaking with Jim Pounds. He's the executive producer and co-host for The Gayerly Show, and he's also executive producer of This Queer Book Saved My Life, both produced in the town of Baronet. And of course, they're available wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for joining us, Jim Pounds.
Thank you, Robin, for having me.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.